Did you know that you are not living life without the power of God if you're saved? You have Jesus in your life, and you are appointed to live for this particular time. We're talking about the names that God calls me. We're on day 17 through 19 on the Pulse WV Live. So you're not just living life, you're appointed for it. And you may be contemplating suicide, not being here any longer. But let me tell you something. You have a purpose, and we'll get into that today. 1 John chapter 2, 27 says, "But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him." This is day 17 of the names that God calls me. You can get your copy today at johnfowler.org. I am anointed. Did you know that you're anointed to serve? That's what the anointing of God is used for. God anoints for us to teach and for us to preach and for us to set the captives free. There are people that are bound with addiction, bound with sickness, bound with struggles, and God has appointed you this day to set the captives free. Of course, using his power, his strength, you can't do it on your own. But God also has anointed, and he has the anointing, and he teaches us, and he guides us through the Holy Spirit. See, there's three. It's called the Trinity. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. When we get saved, we have the Holy Spirit lives inside. So you have a divine purpose, and you carry that divine purpose within you. So remember that you're trying to figure out what you're supposed to be doing on this earth. Just seek God. Just trust in him. I was texting with somebody yesterday, and the person said their decision was such a struggle. And I said, follow the peace. Wherever the peace is, follow the peace, because that's where God is. Because God is not in turmoil. God is not in anything and any decision that you won't have peace on. And if you don't have peace about something, don't do it until you do get peace. That's free. It's not in the book. You are not ordinary, but you are equipped. You are equipped to serve God. And this is day 17. I am anointed. Listen to Psalm 23:5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Let me tell you something. Why are you walking around telling people you feel so empty? Why are you feeling, you just feel like you're drained? You feel like that there's no hope? Well, let me tell you something. If you are a Christian, you gotta absolutely turn from the way that you're talking, because you are full. You are running over with blessings and with strength from heaven. And let me tell you something. You have rivers of living water that flows out of you also. And you are God's person. And it's time for you to step up and change the world. Whenever I sign an autograph on one of the books that I've written, I always say, change the world. Because that's what God wants you to do. He wants you and me to change the world. So he's going to anoint us. He's going to teach us. He's going to guide us. And we carry a divine purpose. We have what you call a holy calling. And you need to follow that. You can catch all of the sermons on either my Facebook page or the Pulse Church or the Pulse WV Live, and catch up with everything and get your book so that you can find out who you are in Christ. You may be having an identity crisis of saying, okay, really, who am I? I've been saved for 30 years, but who am I? So that's why we're doing this. When God anoints you, he empowers you. You are empowered by the Holy Spirit to serve him. The Bible tells us that we can cast out devils in his name. We can pray for the sick and they shall recover. And absolutely lead people to Jesus. How many people around you in your workplace right now that are unsaved, and you hold the key of getting that person saved? God anoints you to overflow, not just survive. And because he has empowered you, he has equipped you to run over with his Spirit. And his favor goes before you. That is what's awesome. I talked about that yesterday, because his favor is on you. You can look in the mirror and say, I am blessed and I am highly favored, because God wants to do something in your life if you will allow him to, and stop talking negative about things. He has anointed you to overflow, not just survive. Favor follows you. Favor isn't fair. Pastor Wright always says that. But let me tell you something. Favor may not be fair, but it's yours. And you need to walk in the favor of God. And your cup runs over with spiritual strength. Well, I just feel so weak. No, that's your flesh that feels weak, trying to tell your spirit what to do. But let me tell you something. Your spirit is fine. Your spirit is God's spirit. Let me ask you something. Is God's spirit, is he addicted? Is he sick? Is he afflicted? No. God's spirit is whole. And there's nothing wrong with God's spirit, and there's nothing wrong with the spirit that is inside of you. And one thing that you need to do is continue to feed the spirit of God. Continue to learn and to study and to seek his will. And so I want you to do something this week. Step boldly into one thing that God is nudging you to do. So whatever he's nudging you to do, it's time for you to step into that. Maybe it's talking to a neighbor, talking to a friend. You know, I have a friend of ours that lives next door to us, and this person has really struggled with kidney dialysis and different things. And, you know, I thought one time that he had got sick and passed away, but he didn't. And when he got home, I went over to see him, and I said, I just want to make sure that if anything happens to you, you're ready to meet heaven. And he said he was. And I was so excited about that. Well, he's been really sick, and there were three cars at the house there this morning. So I don't know what's going on. But if he passes today, he's ready. Here's the thing. How many people do you know, including yourself, if you passed today, where would you go? These are important questions. So step boldly into one thing that God is nudging you to do. Now, this is day 18 now that we're talking about. Also, as we recap, this is the podcast recap. Yesterday was a sermon recap. And we're talking about the names that God gives me, 31 days of your identity. People may have made fun of you growing up and that those names stuck. But what does God call you? So here's day 18. You don't live where you were rescued from. Don't live where you were rescued from. If God got you out of an abusive situation, don't go back into it. If you've been delivered from an addiction, don't go back into it. If you've been set free from depression, don't go back into it, because don't live where you have been rescued. Where you have been rescued from, do not live there. Colossians chapter 1, 13, here's what it says. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness? God has. And has translated, which means transferred us, unto the kingdom of his Son. Isn't that so cool? To the fact is that we have been delivered from the power of darkness. And he's translated us, which means that he's transferred us, unto his kingdom. So God transferred you from darkness unto the kingdom of light. So you don't live where you were rescued from. I want to say that again. I want to drive that home to you, because it's very, very, very important that you do that. All right, so here's the next thing. You are no longer bound from your past. You may continue to remember your past, but let me tell you something. You are not bound by your past, and you need to. I always ask people, I say, tell me about your past. When I do coaching sessions, and then I'll say, tell me about your now. And then they'll talk about their now. And then I'll say, tell me about your tomorrow. Tell me about your future. And people get stuck there because they're so stuck in the now that they don't know how to look ahead. Look, you have to understand that you are no longer bound from your past. Freedom is your new home. So if you had a new home, how would you set it up? Where would you put the kitchen's right there. Where would you put the couch? Where would you put the chair? Where would you put the piano? See, this is what you have to do. It's because you are free from your past. You're free from addiction, and you have freedom in your new home. So how would you set up your house? And your rescue wasn't accidentally. It wasn't accidental. It was intentional. Your rescue wasn't accidental. It was intentional. Ephesians chapter 2, 4 and 5, here's what it says. But God, who is rich in mercy, aren't you thankful that he's rich in mercy? For his great love wherewith he loved us. And here's what verse 5 says. Even when you were dead to sin, he quickeneth us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. So you're saved by faith through grace. Through grace are we saved. Through his faith. God acts out of great love. When he does something for you, it's out of his love. And he saved you by his grace. And your life is proof of his mercy. So I want you to spend 3 minutes today thanking God for saving and delivering you today. Whatever it is, whatever he's delivered you from, just spend just a few minutes thanking him for doing that. You can do it while you're going down the road. We're talking about the names that God has called me. And the names that God calls you, he calls you blessed. He calls you secure. And that's what we're talking about in day 19. Security isn't a feeling, it's a promise. And we have a promise from God that he is going to keep us secure. We're secure in him. Proverbs chapter 18, 10, the names of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth unto it and is safe. Let me tell you something. Run to God. If you're struggling with something and you need help, run to God. But don't let him be a fair-weathered friend every time you need him and then you don't contact him any other time. Let me tell you something. He loves you. He cares about you. You have purpose. You have a calling on this earth. God is your strong tower. Look that one up. And you are safe when you trust in his name. It's so important that you trust in him. So run to him. Safety is already yours. You can run to him and he can take care of you, whatever you're going through. So even in uncertainty, your foundation is unshakable. And I said that with a firm speech yesterday of saying, you are unshakable. You cannot be shaken. The Bible tells us, if we will stand on the foundation of God, you will not be shaken. Now, if you stand on your own vision, your own way, your own will, absolutely, you're going to be shaken. You're going to be, the devil is going to kick your feet out from under you and kick your legs out from under you, and you're going to hit the ground. But let me tell you something. With God, you are unshakable in him. Psalm 16:8, I have set the Lord always. I have set the Lord always before me, before he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Absolutely. God is always before you, and you can stand firm no matter the storm. Every one of us goes through storms. Every one of us goes through trials. But you will be standing when your friend's not, when they're making fun of you, thinking, oh, this is going to take him down, and you're still standing because you have God inside of you. Peace is your inheritance. So if you're not walking in peace today, find out why. I guarantee you, you've got something to do with it. I promise you. And so here's your challenge. Replace every fearful thought with a scripture. So whatever you're fearful of, replace it with a scripture. So this is the book that got lots of books today. Okay, so this is the book, The Names That God Calls Me. And it's a 31-day Bible study. You can get your copy today on johnfowler.org. Let me tell you about some other things here. So if you're looking for some gift-giving ideas that deals with faith and deals with joy during this Christmas season, then let me tell you about three different things. I've had the opportunity to write three children's books. Here's the first one, Frankie the Honeybee. He seeks help from God to fulfill his mission of spreading sweetness to a bitter world, but the challenge was Frankie couldn't fly. So with help from his guardian angel Ace and his unwavering faith in God, Frankie learned to fly to fulfill his purpose. That's the first one. And here's the second one, Adventures of Jack and Catfish Mike. This is a fun book to write. And Jack and Catfish Mike learn a valuable lesson on how to be forgiving and to show kindness to others when they don't deserve it. Let me ask you something. Do you know anybody who doesn't deserve kindness? Jack and Catfish Mike show all the fish in the pond what it means to follow the greatest fisherman of all, and that's Adventures of Jack and Catfish Mike. Now, this one's hot off the press today. This is the first day that we're offering this book, Frankie the Honeybee's Christmas Adventure. Frankie the Honeybee's Christmas Adventure. And snowflakes were throughout the forest. It was snowing and it was cold, and Frankie the honeybee, he peeks out of his warm hive. Christmas is coming, and God has a special mission just for him. So with his guardian angel Ace by his side, Frankie learns that a little girl's heartfelt prayer for a Christmas tree was heard in heaven. So you want to get your copy of Frankie the Honeybee's Christmas Adventure. They're all available on johnfowler.org. You can go to my website. Everything is there, and you can have your copy today. So I want to encourage you to get that. Now, let me tell you about one more thing, and I think, let me go ahead and put this on the screen, because I think you need to know about this as well. All right. Here we go. And I think I put it there. Okay. Christmas concert coming up this weekend in Pawtucket, North Carolina, the Pulse Church of the Living God. And we're having Christmas concert and Coco featuring New Salem and as well as myself. We're all singing brand new songs. And we want you to be a part of it. And it's a live taping is what we're doing. And so we want you to come and be a part of what God's doing in Winston-Salem at our third campus in Pawtucket, which is the suburbs of Winston-Salem. Thanks for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live. And if you're not where you need to be today, here's what you need to do. You say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Come into my life and live and use me for your kingdom, glory, and honor. If you mean that today, great things are ahead for you. God is going to do big things in your life. Let us know. If you need a Bible, we'll send you one free of charge, courtesy of the Pulse WV Live. Check out the latest Bible study that we're doing, The Names That God Calls Me. Go to johnfowler.org, and this is days 17 through 19. And you're listening to the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God, and have a great day.